I'm very happy to be here today. And today I will speak more about leadership. So it will be vision in regarding the leadership quality. A few words about myself. Before ADAME, I had around 15 years of employment experience in different companies, and my monthly wage never exceeded $2,000. It was time of struggling, and actually, the year when I met ADAME was one of the hardest in my life because I experienced my personal trauma, and actually, I was kind of unhappy and lonely in a foreign country. I was 33 years old. It was 6 years ago. So today I'm 39. When I joined ADAME, I decided that I will not do this business because I'm an introvert and an IT programmer, so it's not for me. But I tried the products, and products provided the results. You cannot argue the results, so I began to believe in the products and in a company. And not long after that, love started. So I really love our products. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here today. After that, I decided to look into it and I started my learning. And when I encountered our company's principles and philosophy, love again, because this company is for people, it's about people. And the more I looked into it, the more I felt like it was created for somebody like me. And of course, lectures of our chairman, Park Hangil, they were outstanding. With every lecture, with every word, I fell more and more in love with our company and its principles. So I decided to start my personal brand to develop it via YouTube channel and Instagram, and I decided to become an ADAME expert. Because back then, you couldn't find decent information about ADAME in Russian language. That's my native language. So I decided to create it. Thus began my way to success in ADAME. And not long after that, I decided to wear the leadership mantle and to become responsible for myself, for my business, and for my partner's success. From the beginning, when I decided to do ADAME seriously, it took me around 20 hours per day to do ADAME. So I was doing ADAME all the time, except when I was sleeping. Even when I was sleeping, I still had dreams about ADAME. And being an IT worker, if you can say that, and having experience of being a teacher, I combined my skills to create education lessons for my partners. So it was one of the most effective things I did in the start. So today, 2024, what can I say about myself? I have entered Royal Leaders Club in 2020, so roughly 2 years after I joined ADAME. And year after that, I become a Royal Master in 2021. And today I have more than 140,000 partners in my downline and friends all over the world. So I have achieved true freedom via ADAME. How? By cherishing spirit, creating vision, following faith, and serving in humility. So I'm in constant growth with my partners in every way possible. And I can say that ADAME for me, it's about leadership, it's about fulfillment, and about happiness. Because in ADAME, I found my mission. I found my mission in my life that it is to share ADAME vision, it is to help people to find everything they need through ADAME. Because ADAME is for all people all over the world, it's for everybody. Anyone can find what they need in ADAME. It can be products, it can be possibilities that company provides, it can be anything. So I really love our company, and today I want to talk about leadership. So this is my photo with my partners in front of Kalmar B&H. It was a dream tour when partners came to Korea. to visit factory and headquarters, and of course Success Academy. And this is us doing seminars. So we do these seminars among our group, our partners, very often, several times per month. So, leadership, 10 traits of a leader. The most important part of MLM is leadership. These words of Chairman Park Hangil. So, why leadership is the most important part of MLM? This is a question everybody needs to answer themselves. And I hope that today's lecture will help you find your answer for that. I want to start with a quote that leadership is a choice that you must make. So everything starts with a choice. And when you make that choice, there is no going back because you take responsibility as a leader. But what is a leadership? There are a lot of definitions in the web. You can Google it and find the most suiting one. But in a nutshell, leadership is to lead. So you can call yourself a leader when there are people that follow you. And people will follow you if you have a leader's heart, if you have these traits of a leader. So let's start. First trait is personal greatness. What is personal greatness? Also, actually, it's more like primary greatness. What is primary greatness? This is what comes first. This is yourself. This is what's inside of you. That's your soul. That's your character. That's what you are and who you are. It's what you think. It's everything that's inside of us. And our primary greatness should be the source of our strength. A lot of people try to channel strength via secondary greatness. What is secondary greatness? It's fame, it's money, it's status, it's something outside of us. It's our other people, it's acknowledgement, it can be like position or fame or something else. Something that's not us, something that's outside of us. But secondary greatness should follow the primary greatness. First, it's us, and then it's something that we can have. So you should strive to be the best version of yourself because everything starts with us, within us. When we develop ourselves, when we develop our personal and primary greatness, we become better and stronger, and everything that follows will be better. Number two, it's principles. You should have your own code of principles. Be true to yourself and your conscience. What are principles? Principles, it's like basic instructions. It's like something that should be done all the time or something that should never be done. Principles are 100% true, so they are objective. And principles never hurt anyone. They are good overall for everybody. So these are instructions. You can find some principles maybe in Bible and other holy writings, and you can have your own principle, for example, never lie or something like that. And one of my favorite principle is first to understand and then to be understood, because a lot of people are willing to be understood, but if you want people to understand you, you need to understand them in the first place. So there are a lot of principles to look into. And I can give you an advice. Try to gather as many principles as you can that will be your principles that will make your own code. Number three, integrity. A leader should have integrity. What does it mean? Your actions should be louder than your voice. So what you say, you must do. If you say something and you don't do it, people will not believe you, because they will not see this integrity in you. And if you want people to believe you, you just need to be yourself, you need to be true to yourself, and you need to be true to your words. And also be careful with promises, because if you break a promise, that breaks your integrity. So I'm very careful when I'm making promises, because if I'm not 100% sure that I can fulfill that promise, if this promise relies on something else that's not me, for example, company or weather or anything else, I just try not to make this promise. Because if it's not my responsibility, it could be broken. And if promise is broken, integrity breaks as well. So, number four, big vision. Chairman Hangul Park also said that big vision is one of the most important parts in MLM, especially in ADAMI. Why? Because it is very important how fast you move, but the most important part is it's where you move. So direction is more important than speed. Because if you move very fast but in the wrong direction, you will not achieve your destination. It will be a wrong one. So you need to go back and start again. Any leader should have big vision in order to achieve any goal. And the good news is that there is no limit to your vision. As long as we live, we can expand our vision without limitations. Number five is responsibility. We should be responsible for everything that happens in our life. Actually, everything that we have, it's something that we created. So at first it starts with us, then we think about it, then we do something, then we have something. This is how life works. And if you understand that everything is in your hands, there is no stopping you. So this understanding should be deep inside of you that you are responsible for your life. Nobody can leave it for you. Nobody can do your life for you. So you need to create your life and everything that you have with your own hands. Number six is faith. Of course, it's faith because in order to achieve something, you need to believe in it. Nothing could be created. Nothing is possible until somebody believes in it. So you believe in something, and if you believe in something, you really can achieve it. It all starts with faith. Everything in our life starts with faith. Number seven is bravery. So you need to be brave. Leaders should be brave. You need to do even if you are afraid, because actually you can be brave only when you are afraid. Being afraid, it's okay, because fear, it's like a mechanism we have in ourselves that protects us from something new or from something scary. But something new, it's something that can provide the results for us. And if we want to achieve something that we don't have, if we want to have something that we don't have, we need to be brave in order to embrace it, in order to try and just do it. And bravery is one of the most important traits of a leader. Because fear protects us from pain, and fear protects us from success as well. And actually, when there is pain, especially in business, there are results as well. Positive mentality. Positive mentality is very important because only with positive mentality, you can always find pros in any situation. In any case, in any hardship you encounter, you can find pros with positive mentality. And negativity is all around us. If you focus your attention on negativity, it will be negative case, negative business, negative something. And when it is negative, it's not positive. So you should have positive mentality and be positive no matter what happens. Number nine, it's goal setting. Goal setting, it's of utmost importance because if you want to achieve something, you need to have goals written down and you need to have these goals decompositioned into smaller goals. So you need a destination if you have a journey, right? So goal setting is one of the secret to success almost in any case. You need to have your clear goals, and your goals should be big. Your goals should be big, but also they should be vivid and real. They should not be fantasies. For example, a goal like I will become an Imperial Master in 1 year, it's more like a fantasy. But a goal like I will recruit more than 1,000 people in 2025, that's a good goal. You can make it even bigger and set a goal to recruit 2,000 people. It is doable. It's not a fantasy. It is something that anyone can done. It is something that anyone can do. So number 10, it's growth. A leader should grow with time and be better every day in everything that he does. We can grow if we have that focus, if we have that goal. And to grow, you just need to learn with, in your life with every day, any way possible. In order to grow, you need to try new things. You need to study, you need to do, you need to listen, you need to see. So you need just to live with that focus that you should grow with every day. So next part is I want to share something about leadership anatomy. So the first part was like common traits of a leader. And what is leadership anatomy? 10 traits of an Etomian leader. I want to start with our motto, cherish the spirit, create the vision, follow the faith, and serve in humility. A lot of leaders who achieved great results are saying that the secret to success lies in our motto, because actually our motto is like the instructions, very fundamental instructions, how you should do business anatomy. So you should cherish the spirit and care about the spirit, because spirit is like the most important in a human, and you should never use humans, you should never use spirit, and you should care about your partners, think about them in first place. And by doing so, you create the vision how business anatomy should be done, that it's not about money, it's about people. And you should follow the faith and serve in humility. You should believe in company, in products, in partners, in success. And no matter how high you climb, no matter how big your results are, you should care about people, you should help society, you should serve in humility. So, from here, let's start with 10 traits of an Etomian leader. The first point is big heart. I have 6 years of experience in anatomy, and I encountered many cases and many leaders, and I can say I believe and I'm certain that a real leader in anatomy is a person with big heart. Because if you have big heart, you have like the best ingredient you need to achieve success in anatomy. So this aligns with the line, cherish the spirit. Why big heart? Because our compensation plan is built so. If you want to achieve results, you need to help people. And our company is all about people, about helping people. If you can help people benefit from company, from products, you can build your downline, you can build your business. And I think if you have big heart, you will have big downline. The bigger your heart, the bigger is your team. So number two is big vision. So again, big vision. And Chairman Park Hall-Gill said so as well. We need to create the vision. So today, actually, I'm not speaking about anatomy vision. It's another lecture. But what is anatomy vision? In order to have vivid vision, vivid anatomy vision, you need to have deep understanding of anatomy. That it is not about money, it is about people, and it's not about sales, it's about purchases, purchases that people make. It's about helping people, it's about growing with your team. And culture of anatomy and its philosophy and principles, it's very beautiful. I really hope that you will study it every day and have deep understanding of it. And the more you study, the more you do, the better your vision will be. So you need to have clear vision. How can you achieve success in anatomy, and share that vision with your partners, and share that vision with everybody, actually. So this is one of my favorite things to do in this life, is to share anatomy vision. In order to achieve that big vision, I recommend you watch as many lectures of our chairman as you can, and attend as many seminars as you can, listen to as many success stories as you can, and every time, bit by bit, your vision will become clearer and clearer. Number three, it's faith. It's again faith, because anything is everything is just impossible without faith, but everything is possible if you have faith. So you should follow that faith. You should believe in products, and in order to believe in our products, you need just to try them. It is almost impossible to not fall in love with our products. When you try them, it's like love at first sight, love at first try, at first bite, at first use. So our products, they really give results and save us money and time and give us the effect. And you should believe in our company. It's very easy to believe in company because our company really has that integrity that a leader should have. And we have so many rewards, we have so many achievements, and with every year they're just expanding. It's more and more. And it's very easy to be proud of our company and to be proud of what we do. And you should have faith in business as well and in yourself, because our company is built for everybody. Anyone can achieve success in anime because our system is built so that anybody with any background, any education, any qualities, any person can achieve success, because it's not about you, it's about team. Our business is about doing it with our team. And all efforts are combined together. When efforts of a lot of people combine together, everything is possible. So it's not actually so hard, so difficult to have faith in our company, in our business, in our products. You just need to try and start doing. Number four, it's principles. It's again principles. We need to serve in humility. You need to have code of good principles that help people. And by doing so, you can maybe even fulfill your mission. What is mission of a person? It's something that you can do very great. So it's like you're an expert at this. It's something that you can do and enjoy it. It brings you joy. You really liked to do it. It's something that can bring you money. It's something that can earn you a living, and it's something that can help other people. If these four key points are aligned, this is like your mission in your life. So your code of principles can make that happen, and you should serve in humility and help people all over the world, to help Atomians, to help your downline, your team, and everybody you can in any way possible. By doing so, you will fulfill also Atomy vision. So number five, again, it's positive mentality. So you should have 100% focus on positivity, even if it's only 1%. Why? Because negativity, as I said, is all around us. Naysayers are all around us. Difficulties, hardships are everywhere. They are waiting us on every corner. But even 1% of negativity can ruin your business. So that's why you should be 100% have focus on 1% of positivity. That way, it will be positive for you. What do I mean? So there are a lot of hardships with maybe delivery, maybe products in stock, maybe with partners, with relationships, with promises broken, with it can happen with anything in our business. But if we focus our attention, our energy on negativity, this is what we will have: negative results. So if we want to have positive results, we need to have 100% focus on our positivity. So we have partners, we have company, we have products, we have a lot of things to be positive about. And if we channel our energy and our time into positive things, we will have positive results. And this is, I think it's very obvious, but most people, they are channeling their attention to negative things because maybe it's easier, because it's maybe in our nature, and we should change that nature and have more focus on positive things. Number six is responsibility. So it's again responsibility, because you need to understand that Atomy is not my Atomy is my business. So I'm not expecting anything from my partners. I'm not expecting anything from my sponsors. I'm expecting a lot of things for myself. So I demand a lot of things for myself. You should not demand anything from anybody but yourself. Because, as I said, everything is in your hands. And when you realize that Atomy is your business, you're not an employee, you're not an employer, you are owner of Atomy business. So everything starts with you. You should be responsible for your business and build your own business with your vision, with your heart, with your primary greatness, with your partners. And by doing so, you should be responsible with everything that you do. So I do my Atomy business with clear conscience. And I feel that my conscience can be clear only when I have done everything that I could. So if I have done everything that I could, my conscience is clear and I can sleep like a baby. But if there is something that I didn't do, I feel like I have to do it because I can do it. And if I will not do it, I'm not fulfilling my responsibility. And it's not my responsibility what other people think about Atomy, but it's my responsibility to share Atomy vision with them. So I'm doing so. I have a lot of responsibility for myself. So I demand a lot of things from myself, but I never expect or demand anything from my partners or anybody else. I'm just sharing my opinion. I am sharing my vision. And people, they think for themselves. It's their responsibility. So you should have your own responsibility and be true to yourself. Number seven is awareness, deep understanding of Atomy vision. You need to be aware of what you do. You need to be aware how our business works. You need to have deep understanding of everything regarding Atomy, how our company was built, what are principles and philosophies, how our compensation plan actually works, why it's so remarkable, why it is so great, why it is much better than anything else you can find in other MLM companies. You need to understand what is ENCA. You need to understand why 27 branches all over the world are intertwined and connected with headquarters, Atomy headquarters. And the more you understand, the better your vision will be, the more instruments you will have to build successful business in Atomy. Number eight is expertise. Of course, if you want to achieve success in any field, you need to be an expert in that field. And when we start in Atomy, we start from scratch. Most of us start from scratch and we don't have the required expertise. So all expertise I had is, well, it's like experience of a teacher. But in Atomy, you can achieve that expertise in time. Anyone can do it. It's not so difficult. It's doable by everybody. So the most effective way to become an expert is first to learn, and after that to do, and after that to teach how to do. So these three actions that we need to make on a regular basis. So we learn about company, we learn about our business, and we learn about Atomy vision and about products. And after that, we do what we do. We tell about it. We share that knowledge. We share that vision. And after that, we teach our partners how they can share it, how they can find their own partners, how they can recruit other people. And this process, learn, do, teach. It's never ending. No matter how high you climb, there is always something to learn. There is always something to do. And there is always something to teach. Number nine, it's to be partner focused because this is what our business is about. It's not about money. Atomy is about people. And when you do your business, you should always think about your partners first. Because this is how our compensation plan is built. If you don't think about your partners, if you harm your partners in any way, and harm can be in many shapes, in many forms. Sometimes when people care about their partners, they can harm them because our partners should grow to become independent, strong leaders. They should not rely on you all the time. But in order for them to grow, you need to educate them. You need to share your vision with them. You need to give them responsibilities. You need them to understand what autonomy is. So you should never work for your partners. You should work with your partners. That's what word partner mean. It's not somebody who works for us. It's not somebody who we work for. It's somebody who we work with. And think about them. Think about what you can do for them. And if everything you do helps your partners, your business will grow. Our business grows steadily with our life, with our partners. And I repeat, you should always be partner focused. Never harm your partners in any way. Number nine is love. Because everything starts with love. Love yourself, love other people, love life itself and world, and of course, love Atomy. So, when we love ourselves, we can love everything else. So, it is impossible to love something or someone if we don't love ourselves. And if we do so we should have a lot of things to love. It's people we care about, life itself and world itself. And if we do so, we have desires, we have goals. We want to help people. We want to care about people. We want to give people who care about the best things in this life. And if we have that, we have the energy, we have our why. And to love Atomy, I think you just need to understand it. You need to encounter it. You need to try products, and love will follow. Of course, it starts with ourselves all the time. So, next part is my leadership anatomy. I want to share some tips about my leadership, and here we go. Number one, it's a big dream, big goal. So, every success story starts with a big dream. You should have big dream or big goal. The bigger, the better. And it should not be a fantasy, but it should be doable one. It's a dream you believe with your heart, like 100%. Your dream can be become an imperial master if you understand what does it mean. So if you believe that you will build downline with 1 million people in it, in your lesser leg, and if you really believe it and you want it, it could be a dream. Your dream could be bigger. For example, first year when I started doing Atomy, when I became a Sharon Rose Master 6 years, 6 months after I started doing Atomy, 6, 7 months. So I was on a stage for Success Academy, and I told that my goal in Atomy, it's not to become an Imperial Master, but to help more than 10,000 people to enter Leaders Club. So this is it was my first big goal in Atomy. So a lot of people laughed at that time because back then there were less than 1,000 people in Leaders Club all over the world. But I had goal to help 10,000 people. And my goals and dreams are growing with me. So it is normal, it is okay, and actually it should be so. If your dreams and your goals, they are growing with your results. The more you have, the more faith you have, and the more success you have, the bigger your dreams and goals should be. So you need to have your need, your why, your what. That will be your driving force. If you have a big dream, if you have the big dream, you will have all the energy you need, and you will never be demotivated. You will be motivated 100% all the time because you will understand, you will have faith that in Atomy, that goal, that dream can be achieved. And that energy, it will keep you up. It will give you resources. When you have your why and your need, it's like the universe give you resources to achieve your needs and your whys. And your dream should be like the bigger, the better. Number two, you should have champion mentality. So you should be the author of your Atomy business, of your Atomy success story. What is champion mentality? It's when you understand that you can win and everybody can win. So it's when you don't feel bad when somebody else achieves success. You are happy for everyone. You are sharing that success with everyone when you have success. And with champion mentality, you understand that you don't have rivals in army. You have friends. You have friends in your downline. You have friends in other teams. All Atomians are actually friends because we are doing the same business. We are in the same company. We are in the same structure. And when somebody achieves success, it is good for everybody because our company, our downline, our binary structure, it's intertwined. We are in the same boat. Number three, it's to have winning strategy. So you need to know how to play. There are some rules. You should never break rules. There is ethical, and there should be a winning strategy. One of the best winning strategies is to build your downline correctly. So I think I can say that because I heard from one Crown Master that nobody has achieved success in army who tried to build downline differently. So there is only one strategy how you should build your downline in your left leg and your right leg. When you register next person underneath the last person you have registered in his left leg, and doing so indefinitely, again and again and again. So another winning strategy is to recruit people every day. It's to recruit people every time, all the time. And no matter how high you climb, even if you are an Imperial Master, continue to recruit people. So there are some other winning strategies you can develop inside your own team, but you should have solid winning strategies because army is a lot like a game that benefits people, a game that helps people all over the world. And in a game, you need to learn the rules and you need to learn how to play and you need to develop a winning strategy. It is, I think, it is one of the most fun parts in doing army business. So it's not about sales, it's not about investments, it's about helping people. And the more people benefit from products and from company itself, the more profit you will have as well, the more you will benefit as well. So number four is build the team, the dream team. Actually, like anyone can have downline in army, but not everybody has the team. What does it mean? What the definition of a team is. A team is a group of people who follow same rules. They have same goals and they share victories and they think about themselves. So it's when partner thinks about his sponsor and his partners as well. It's when everybody are happy when somebody achieves the result. It's when everybody support each other, help each other, and complement each other with their strength and with their pros. And if you build your team that have good relationships, that group of people that will not have toxic thoughts or negative thoughts or actions, your team will be the most effective. Building the team takes some time and effort, and it starts with us. It starts with what we think, what's important for us, and what we teach, what we tell other people. And being a team player, it's also a responsibility of a person itself, himself. So in order to build a team, you should become a team player in the first place. That way, you can create team players in your downline as well. Not everybody will be a team player because a lot of people, by mistake, will think about themselves and will not care about other people. So some people are like this. Maybe they will change their vision. Maybe they will change their attitude, but it's their responsibility. All what we can do is share the vision that you should be a team player if you want to achieve success in army, because by doing so, you can build a team yourself. So number five, it's recruiting. As I said, Even if you are an Imperial Master, you should continue to recruit people. Because this is what Army is. What is recruiting? It's when we tell people about Army, about products, about company, about possibilities. And when we're not deciding for other people, when we not think for other people, we just inform them. So I hear often from my partners that it's very hard to make people believe. It's very hard to make people change their minds. But it's not like our main goal to change people's minds or to make them believe. Our main goal is to inform. I think it's very easy to inform. And if we do it the right way, we are fulfilling our responsibility. And by doing so, some people will change their minds, some people will believe, and some people need time to do so. Number six is respect other people, their life, their business, everything what they do. You should respect people's thoughts, their feelings, and their choices, even if you don't like them, because a person ha has a right to have its own fo his own thoughts, his own feelings, and to make his own choices. No matter what cases, try. Not try, just respect. Respect other people. Do not criticize them. Because when we criticize, when people do something that we are not agreeing with, but if we don't agree with something, it doesn't mean that other people are wrong. They are just different. What they think and what they do, it's just different. It differs from our point of view. And they have that right. Respect that. If you learn to respect other people, it will be much easier to do business in Atomy because it will be much easier to build relationships. It will be much easier to understand other people. So I say to my partners that Atomy is business of understanding people. The more you can understand people, the easier it is for you, the easier it will be to build the business in Atomy as well. Number seven is to learn. Always from everyone and everything. So, what I do in Atomy most of the time is that I teach my partners. But what I do even more is I learn from my partners. So, when I meet somebody, when I do something, I always try to learn from it. I even try to learn from myself. Every time when I teach somebody, I learn from myself as well. So learning always and everywhere, it's like the way to go. If you want to improve, to develop your leadership, you should understand that learning is should be ubiquitous. It should be all over you, all around you. So this there is a saying that as long as we live, we should learn. LLL, long life learning. And if you follow it, I think it's actually even more interesting to live so when you learn on a daily basis, learn something new. And in our business, it's very easy to do so. You can learn something new about Atomy, about products. You can learn something new about your partners, about their life, about their thoughts, their feelings, about their expertise, about what they understand and what they know. In Atomy, we meet a lot of great people, and you should really learn from those who you like and who you admire. Number eight, it's to do. So, right actions provide right results. So, there is saying that there is no impossible goals, there is like not enough actions or wrong actions. So if you have right actions and if you have enough amount of those actions, you will have the required and desired results. What are right actions? So if you have a clear Atomy vision, you will understand what right actions are. It's when you think about your partners, it's when you think about people, it's when you think how people can benefit from products and you share that information with them. It's when you understand how you should build your downline and you share that knowledge with your partners. It's when you do speeches. It's when you create and organize seminars. It's when you give promotions. It's when you help your partners any way possible. So right actions will always provide you with right results. If you don't have the results you need, you want, you require, think about actions that you what you that you do. And maybe you should think more about actions, or maybe you just need to do it more to have the required results. So number nine, it's to teach. By doing so, you can achieve that duplication and delegation in Atomy business that we all strive and require. Not a lot of people are willing to wear the teacher mantle, but it is required of us. So we need to teach our partners what Atomy Vision is and how they should do the Atomy business. And I hear often that people say that they cannot teach, but I don't think so. I think that anybody can teach anything that they really understand. So if you cannot explain something, maybe it is because you don't have deep understanding of that something. So if you really learn something deeply and you understand it, I think you can teach it. And you can teach it in your ways, in your words, in your own way. Teach your partners how to do that business. Give them responsibilities and give them competence so they can do everything it is required in order to build business in Atomy. By doing so, your downline, your team, and yourself, your business will grow as well. And number nine is to evolve. I really like that magic spell. When I wake up in the morning, I pronounce it in my head that every day I become better and better at everything I do. So every day I'm better and better at everything I do. Because if I have that goal, if I have that direction, I really try to become better and better. And by trying, I think I really am better and better in everything I do. Because if you have that attitude, you can really evolve with every day, with every action. And when we have this small but regular wins on a daily basis, we really become stronger. And with this, we become better and have more results, and our leadership grows as well. And life is built so that everything should evolve, especially when you encounter hardships. When I encounter hardship, when it's very difficult or painful, when I have emotions, when I'm, I don't know, feeling pity for myself or something, I understand that it's my time to evolve because this is my growth zone. This is my climbing step. I need to become better, I need to become stronger, and I need to take that as a lesson. By doing so, my leadership grows. So, I'm closing the end to the end, and in the end, I want to give you four questions that you should question yourself and find answers. So, how can I become better? It's the first question. Where I can find people so I can tell them about Atomy? It's the second question. What I can do for my partners? And the final one, what I can do for Atomy? These four wonderful, remarkable questions that are always in my head. So these questions are in my head. They are popping in my head when I go to sleep, and they're popping in my head when I wake up. And also they pop in my head like during daytime while I do something. When you have remarkable questions in your head, answers are followed. Not like this, but due time. When you are ready, when you encounter somebody or something, or maybe when you're listening to someone's success story, or maybe when you just, I don't know, eating soup or something, answers are provided by maybe universe, maybe other people, maybe some unknown force, I don't know. But if you think about something all the time, you will find your answers. That's for sure. So thank you for listening.